This webcast is made possible by the supportive listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. The new Broadway musical Anastasia, taken from a 20th Century Fox animated movie about the young princess, feels a bit stilted. It's also a myth, because it's long been proven that the last Tsar and his entire family were murdered by the Bolsheviks in 1918. Anastasia did not escape the slaughter. Nevertheless, the idea of a missing princess alone in the world has spurred many a tale, and although the Broadway version is nicely told with a book by Terrence McNally and a pleasant score by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens, the real stars of the show are not its two great-looking leads, Christy Altemare and Derek Klena, even though each is in fine voice.
Dancing bears, painted wings,
No, the main feature here is Aaron Rhine's spectacular projection design, which takes characters on a train ride from Russia to France, sends ghosts onto the walls of the stage, turns a palace into a scene of revolutionary riot, and generally calls attention to itself in almost every scene of Derek Trezhnik's production. Anastasia is a show that really does send you out singing the sets. And that may not be enough. It's at the Broadhurst. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.